some cities have bridges that are considered iconic, even drawing tourists. Think about San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge or the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. Atlanta's bridges, on the other hand, don't receive much attention, even from the city's residents. But local architect Michael Kahn says some members of Atlanta's design community are rethinking what the city's bridges can be. In a conversation with Stephanie Stokes, he explains.
The bridges that we're talking about are mostly over interstates. So a lot of them stem from the construction of Interstate 85 and Interstate 75 in the 1950s, 60s, and then the widening of those interstates in the 80s. And they were built out of concrete or steel, whatever was practical and cost-effective at that time. And they were built to move not even people, but cars over the interstate. So you don't have the amenities in place for pedestrians, and they are not by any means beautifully designed structures from an architectural perspective. They are concrete topped with a road deck with fences on the side, which were added actually in the last two decades or so to prevent people from jumping off or throwing objects off. So purely utilitarian in design.
So how is that changing now?
The interstate is such a massive piece of infrastructure in the heart of our city. And people are beginning to recognize that it's really visual blight. And the bridges don't contribute to rectifying that situation at all. And the land on either side is becoming more valuable, becoming more used as people move back into the city. And so the inner city bridges that we're seeing redone now is really a reaction to the aesthetics of the streetscape and creating more walkable, user-friendly for people beyond cars infrastructure.
And what are some of those projects?
Within the city itself, there's actually two under construction right now with more planned. A lot of that stems from the advocacy of the Midtown Alliance and Central Atlanta Progress, two self-taxing entities that want to improve the in-town communities. So they made partnerships, and there's actually a competition hosted a few years ago called the Atlanta Bridgescapes Competition. And that asked students, architects, really anyone that wanted to come and do a design for bridges in town to come up with their craziest ideas. And there were some really fascinating ideas that were thrown out there about what a bridge could really be. And two of the bridges are actually currently being implemented. Those are the two Peachtree Street bridges, where Peachtree crosses Interstate 85 just north of the Brookwood Split and connects Buckhead and Midtown. That work started at the end of December of last year and should wrap up by the end of this year. And that's adding lighting, arches, planters, making the bridge more pedestrian-friendly, more bicycle-friendly, and really acting as a gateway to the northern side of the city on Interstate 85. So you'll know you're crossing under Peachtree when you come down the connector. And then on the south side of the city, where Peachtree Street crosses over I-75-85 near what is currently the Civic Center, they're doing a similar treatment with panels that will actually spell out Peachtree and have imagery on it. And again, upgraded pedestrian and bicycle amenities for people to make the bridges more inviting to cross over. Then there's proposals for the 10th Street Bridge, which came out of the Bridgescapes competition, kind of a sinuous, almost ribcage-like structure surrounding the bridge and adding lighting and interactive features to the bridge.
Okay, so at the beginning you were talking about how these bridges were really just created for utilitarian purposes to get cars only really from one side of the interstate to the next. So we're looking at a new purpose for bridges in the city.
I think we're recognizing that bridges are an omnipresent component of the urban fabric of this city and a very prominent feature of the city considering the width of our interstates throughout the core of the city. And so now we are trying to address those in the same way that we address the street, that we address buildings, that we address all of the things that make up our city and say that, okay, yes, they're serving a utilitarian purpose, but also they can provide for a range of aesthetic options. And the 5th Street Bridge is a good example of a bridge being a lot more than a bridge. Quite a few years ago now, Georgia Tech really advocated for this connection between the east and west sides of the connector. And what they did was they built a large park above the interstate. And they planted trees. And when you go out there and the weather's nice, there are people out there using the park. You wouldn't really know there was an interstate right below you. And it's become a place for tailgaters before football games. So it's a bridge as more than just a means to get vehicles across the interstate. It becomes a place. So a bridge is not just the singular element that we've assumed it to be for the last century. It can be so much more. And that's what Atlanta is beginning to explore through these bridge designs. It's an aesthetic. It's an amenity for the city.
That was Michael Kahn, an architect with Rosser International and editor with Curbed Atlanta. He was speaking with WABE's Stephanie Stokes on City Lights.